You're listening to The Money Hour with your host, Tina Mitchell, and co-host Keelan Harvey on Alternative Talk AM 1150. Now, back to the show with local mortgage experts Tina Mitchell and Keelan Harvey.
Welcome back to The Money Hour with your host, Tina Mitchell.
And co-host Keelan Harvey.
Your local mortgage experts right here on 1150 AM KKNW, the Saturday, October 13th show, where we bring into studio each week the best of the best experts on everything regarding your money. And we're here to help you in today's economy. If you're hearing our show at a different time or day, you are listening to a rebroadcast, but we're here to connect you with the guests that we have on the show today. You can call the show at 1-855-400-1150. Again, that's 1-855-400-1150 or online at themoneyhour.com. In studio right now, first time that Corey Sauve has visited us. He's with Master Builder Association, and we're going to be talking about remodeled homes tour. Corey, thank you for joining us for the first time.
Thank you, Tina. It's a pleasure to be here.
Excited to have you. And a little bit about Corey. Corey is the Membership Council's Manager at the Master Builder Association of King and Snohomish Counties. He is a graduate of Washington State University. Oh, go Cougs. We had Carrie, our first guest real estate expert, is she's a Husky, so it's getting a little bit hot and heavy up in here. He resides in Renton, Washington with his wife, two dogs, two cats, and an eight-week-old kitten. So those are your babies, obviously.
For now, yes.
That's a busy family. Corey is the coordinator and the person behind the scenes of the Remodeled Homes Tour and is here today to fill us in on this amazing upcoming event that they're doing.
Corey, so I know me and Tina do our, we do a monthly Power Hour Lunch and Learn at the Master Builders Association building. We spend some time there every single month.
We love them.
We do love them. But some of our listeners might know, what the heck does Master Builders Association do?
Yeah, no, that's a very good question, and I hear that quite a bit. But the Master Builders Association is actually one of the nation's oldest and largest home builders association, serving specifically for the residential home building industry. Whether you're a professional home builder, architect, remodeler, supplier, manufacturer, or whether you're a sales and marketing professional, they all believe in home ownership is right for everyone. There's a lot of perks, too, of being a member there as far as health and dental insurance, L&I retro program, and the list goes on and on.
So, Corey, your role exactly at Master Builders Association is?
I'm the Membership Council's Manager.
And what does that entail? What do you do over there, Corey?
Yeah, so I kind of am the guy behind the scenes. Mm-hmm. I do a lot of the coordination between the council specifically and the Master Builder Association. Some of the councils that I work with are the Professional Women in Building Council, as well as the Sales and Marketing Council. And then, like today, we're talking about the Remodeled Homes Tour. That council specifically is the Remodelers Council. So those are the three I mainly oversee.
Well, and it's nice, we were talking earlier before we started the show, it was nice that Patrick actually let you out from behind the scenes, because normally he's in here showcasing Master Builders. So I think you're going to be our new guy, Corey.
I appreciate that.
Yes.
I'd love to be.
So Corey, let's talk more about the Remodeled Homes Tour. That sounds pretty cool. What's that all about?
Yeah, so upcoming tour is on October 27th and 28th. It's a weekend tour that's put on by the Remodelers Council specifically. And I do want to mention it is a free tour to the public. Mm-hmm. But basically, they put some of the finest craftsmanship on hand, some of the most innovative ideas you've seen when it comes to remodeling. And it's all spread out through the Seattle area, more so the east side in Seattle, Queen Anne, Renton, Kirkland, Issaquah area.
So, Corey, how many homes are on the tour and where are they located at?
Yeah, there's 15 homes on the tour this year. And like I was saying, they're mainly in the King County region. Mm-hmm. So that would be Seattle, east side, Queen Anne, Renton, and Kirkland and Issaquah.
That sounds like a lot of fun, Corey. How do I find these homes or get connected on the tour here?
Yeah, so it's, like I said, completely free event, but all you have to do is go online to www.remodeledtour.com. Free sign up there. Once you sign up, you get a list of all the homes that will be on the tour there specifically and what days. We do have a majority of the homes open Saturday and Sunday, but a few of those that you'll see noted are only open on Saturday there.
Fun.
So, Corey, I'd love to know about the Remodeling Together Seattle, which is a charity that you guys are participating in, and exactly what do they do?
Yeah, so like I mentioned, it is a free tour, but we partner each year with a charity. This year it is Rebuilding Together Seattle. Mm-hmm. And that charity specifically is a nonprofit organization, and they're committed to providing free and safe, healthy housing repairs. So great organization. We've partnered with them in years past, but 100% of the proceeds that we raise goes directly to them. And again, you can donate online when you sign up. It's or you can donate at the door. Well, they will have volunteers to kind of explain their charity more.
Yeah, and you guys do every year, off topic a little bit here, but you do every year the wheelchair accessibility.
Rampathon,
yes. That's and cool. That is just so amazing. When does that come up?
You know, we just actually had our 25th anniversary of Rampathon, and we helped over 50, I believe it was right at 50 ramps this year.
Oh,
so
wow.
Huge success, and it's only getting bigger in the future years.
That's
love
so
that.
Cool. That's mm-hmm. huge for families. That's fantastic. Mm-hmm. So let's talk a little bit about the remodels. Like, what are we expecting to see on display here at all these fancy homes?
You get a little bit of everything. I mean, you get the traditional bathroom, kitchen, bedroom to basically a whole house remodel. One of the benefits is there are 15 homes. They are spread out. It is hard to hit each and every one of those. Mm-hmm. But with our website, we do kind of do a sneak peek on the website to kind of give you a little bit of a glimpse of what you can expect. On the website there specifically, we offer a 360-degree virtual tour.
Cool.
So that's one of the neat features that we've had the last few years, and it kind of helps you determine what homes you want to hit on the tour specifically.
Yeah, and I could tell you, I could definitely go through 15 homes. I'm very efficient when it comes to looking at things that I want to see. I'd want to see all of them. So what other benefits are there for them to, you know, go live and experience this event, Corey?
Yeah, well, I mean, I've mentioned it already, but this is definitely a free event. And it's kind of one of the opportunities where you don't necessarily always get to see these beautiful remodels in person, but you get the chance to speak to the remodelers themselves that put these homes together and the craftsmanship behind it. And whether you're looking to remodel now in the future or maybe it's way down the road, there's always some of the neatest homes you will see on this tour, and it's always exciting to kind of get to see these.
So you got to be really careful that you just don't go in there and window shop, because window shopping can be dangerous when you're going into a remodeled home tour. Right?
Sometimes it
and
can be, yes.
Well, you got a lot of equity in your home right now, so you can just get a HELOC and take advantage of some of these great things.
Absolutely.
It's kind of scary. It's like taking the wife to the car lot. You never
you
know.
You definitely want to take Angela.
God,
No,
not a good
Angela
idea.
Angela and I, we're not going to be going there.
I
just refurnished my whole house. I don't think Dave's going to appreciate the, we actually just remodeled too, so.
Well, knowing you, Tina, you'll find, so we'll just rip out this brand new kitchen, and I like that color. Let's do that. Poor Dave. Bless his heart. Love that guy. So any other information besides my wife spending a fortune on whatever she sees before we go out on this tour?
See, Corey, this is so much fun, right?
Absolutely. Well, all the homes, like I said, you can get a sneak peek and a preview online. So I highly encourage people to take a look there first. And one thing I do want to note, there is a strict, shoes off, booties on policy.
Of course.
Just to protect the homeowners that, own these homes there. We don't want any damage to the homes themselves. And just make sure you print out your tickets. They're free tickets. Print them out online, bring them on your phone, and then you'll be able to tour all the homes on the tour there. And then even though it is free, I mean, Rebuilding Together Seattle is a great charity that we partner with. Mm-hmm. Highly encourage people to learn more about them and make a little small donation if they can.
Yeah, and what a great shout out. I mean, you know, why would you not do that when all of this effort and work has been put together, not only by you guys coordinating and organizing this, but from the homeowners and the remodelers come in. And, you know, I really love these events where it really is a benefit for everyone. It's benefit for the consumers to be able to, you know, come out there. The people that own these homes, what a great thing to be able to showcase something that obviously they probably have a lot of pride in and going through that remodeling process. And then, of course, the remodelers themselves. themselves. And so, yeah. And you've been a part of this, the organization, and is this your first one that you're...
This is my second tour I put on. And I will kind of piggyback off what you just said. The remodelers specifically put in a lot of work. They're proud of their work, which they have every right to be, as you'll see. But yeah, if it wasn't for the remodelers specifically, none of this would be taking place. So.
Yeah, yeah.
So I want to gather up the fam, and we want to go check this thing out. Where do we start?
www.remodeltour.com. It's, like I said, nice and easy. Click on the website, register for tickets, and then hopefully we'll run into each other along the way on the tour.
Yeah, brother.
Yeah, sounds great. So what else is going on? We've got a couple minutes here. Take advantage of a few more minutes with you, Corey. What else is going on over at Master Builder Associations that is, you know, that the consumers need to know about, our public?
Yeah, there's always a lot going on at the
Builder
Association. I would say within the various departments, we have close to nearly 300 events a year. All which can be found.
Oh my gosh, I had no idea.
Yep,
that's
there's
crazy.
A lot. I mean, they can be
300 events a year?
Yep, they can be as simple as a simple happy hour all the way up to like our Housing Solutions Breakfast, which is coming up on October 24th.
Yeah.
There's usually quite a big showing. I mean, close to 200 plus people are going to be there. So.
And talk for all of our business professionals that listen to the show, because I just think it's an amazing what Master Builder Association represents, and not just for, you know, and the consumer and for the contractors, but it's really bringing all of these business professionals together. Anybody that has something to do that's tied any way related to home building.
Absolutely.
And so you have these monthly networks that you have on, they're on Wednesdays once a month, and share a little bit about what happens in those events.
Yeah, so our monthly Wednesday meetings are simply a time for us to get not every member, obviously. We have close to 3,000.
Yeah, I'm a member and I can't make it because I have a commitment on that Wednesday. But...
Exactly. But it's just a chance to get everyone updated on what's going on currently, as well as the networking. I mean, that's a big deal for a lot of people, and members like to use members when it comes down to it. Licensed, bonded, insured, all that information it has to be verified before you can sign up.
Yeah, so if you're looking for somebody and you're part of Master Builders, you're going to go to the Master Builder Association and find the people that are part of it, definitely.
Tina, I don't know if this is a good time because we're probably wrapping up here. But
we are. We have 60 seconds.
60 seconds, but I did want to mention something. Tina is nominated for an award tonight, and it's a big deal. She's very humble. She won't say anything about it, but she's actually up for the Outstanding Loan Originator Award with the Washington Association of Mortgage Professionals. So I want to congratulate her. She's amazing, and she deserves it. So I'm just going to squeeze that in there. Nothing to take away from Builders Association, but way to go, Tina.
Well, thank you, Keelan. I really appreciate that. Well, there's five that have been nominated. It's kind of like the Academy Awards for the mortgage. So I don't know if I'm going to get the award or not. We'll find out.
Well, you're the only one that matters to me.
Yeah. What a great co-host. And what a great show. I just, Corey, thank you so much for coming in and joining us for the first time. And I know Patrick's going to listen to the show. And so I want to give a shout out to Patrick. Thanks for sending Corey in on to talk about the event, because you just did amazing. So really appreciate it.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
And this is your host, Tina Mitchell.
And your co-host, Keelan Harvey.
Signing off for the day, but we'll be back next weekend, same place, same time, right here at 1150 AM, KKNW. Enjoy the rest of your weekend.